Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Madison, Georgia, about an hour east of Atlanta, at what at one time was the Amteco plant, now the Mannington LVT plant, and I'm with David Sheehan and Natalie Jones. David, you're VP of Commercial Hard Surface, and Natalie, Vice President of Marketing. You guys doing okay?
Doing great today. It's always good to have you.
Good afternoon, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Let's start with you, David. I think it's been about a year since you moved down to the southern part of the U.S. to guide the integration of Amteco and Mannington Commercial. That's been your focus, I think, for a while. We're at this plant because you've spent a large amount of money quadrupling the capacity at this plant. I believe the local paper said it was about $50 million that you're spending here, creating over 200 jobs. Tell us a little bit about what's changed at this plant since you bought it in March of 2012.
Well, you know, Kemp, as you know, the main focus has been for us to onshore our production, and we're about 80% of the way through on the commercial side in terms of having the Mannington brand product line onshored here. So we've had to increase our workforce. We've added about 30% in terms of additional folks working here now to produce the Mannington portion of the line as well. And we've also begun to, you know, rationalize some of the technologies. Amteco had a set of technologies. Mannington brought some technology and know-how. So we've been now utilizing some of those proprietary Mannington technologies to help us deliver better products to our end users. And then, as you can see, what's going on here now with a lot of building, we've got a lot of concrete in the ground, some tilt-up concrete and a roof overhead. We're going to be installing equipment within the next 30 days to get this expansion fully operational.
You know, just go into your past just a little bit more. I think when you first came to Mannington back in 2003 or so, you came over from Pergo, and your first assignment was to focus in this area of resilient flooring. And you've kind of guided this process with Mannington ever since. So I'm sure when you look at Mannington, when they first got in the business and what they're doing today, talk about the differences there.
You know, obviously when we first got into the LVT business, we were engaged in buying product from China, developing the specs and the know-how in terms of how to make it. But that product was made overseas. And you flash forward to where we're at today, where we've got 80% of the commercial line produced here. The goal and the intent is to have all of our LVT produced here, both residentially as well as commercially. So it's exciting to see what we began close to 10 years ago as kind of a sourced product line, to see now Mannington and Amteco as one company and now the global leaders in LVT. It's very exciting.
We've talked about this onshoring. I think most Americans understand the intent there. But what are the other reasons to move this capacity, this factory here closer to the customers?
You can talk about company core values, doing the right thing, and controlling your own destiny. And both of those things are covered with onshoring the capacity. But it's more importantly, it's about delivering to your customers and having a steady stream of product that's available and being able to take an order and ship that product out within 5 to 7 business days, as opposed to having to wait for the slow boat from China where it's going to take anywhere from 10 to 16 weeks to handle some orders. It's about being able to satisfy the customer in a much more timely and efficient manner. And then, you know, the other thing for us is that the raw material prices that are out there today are a global price, and we believe that we can be competitive in delivering a high-quality product made by U.S. workers, and that we can compete against the products that are coming from overseas. And we are cost-neutral and cost-efficient, and that we can deliver a better product to our end users and to our customers.
Yeah, and actually, aren't you now able to lead? Because I believe, if I heard you correctly, that you're going to have two firsts as far as Mannington's capability for domestically produced LVT. One is in the click system, and the other is in Boston Register. Is that correct?
That's correct. We began in the first quarter of this year with our Lock Solid technology, and we are the first and only domestic manufacturer of click LVT. For the most part, that's being utilized today by our commercial customers, but obviously locking LVT is huge on the residential side, so that's going to come very soon. And then we are leading the charge. We will be the first domestic manufacturer of embossed and registered LVT here with our facility, and that's something that we're working on now to bring to market.
So when you look at Mannington today, a majority of what's coming out of this plant right now is for Mannington commercial. But the goal down the road is to have Mannington residential and commercial come out of this facility, right?
Indeed. Let's not forget, we do have the Amteco and the Spaceship product lines that come out of this plant as well. We've added the Mannington commercial product line, Nature's Pads. We will soon expand that to include Nature's Pads Select, which includes some of the embossed and registered technology that we spoke about. But then long term, our goal is that 100% of our LVT is being made and produced here, and that it would also include our residential product lines.
And actually, to put a little rubber where the road meets, you're getting ready to launch a service guarantee on a major part of what you offer. Natalie, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're excited that we're able to actually put some teeth behind what we're doing day in and day out. Today, 90% of our commercial LVT orders will ship in 5 to 7 business days. So we're delighted now this week to announce, actually we're announcing it first to you, Kemp, that we will have a commercial LVT service guarantee. Any orders on 25% of our line will be guaranteed to ship within 5 business days, or we'll discount the order to the customer. So we're so confident of our ability to service in 5 business days, we wanted to take a significant portion of our portfolio and guarantee that to the customer.
And you know, since floor covering is the last thing that goes in, and there's a lot of people in the decision-making process, many people don't realize how important it is to be able to, once they've decided on what product they're going to put in, to get it there where it can be acclimated and installed in a short window, right?
Exactly. And we've seen in recent years contracted timeframes, particularly on commercial projects. So material needs to be there quickly. You're right. It is the last thing to go in. So we took 100 of our most popular visuals in both the Amteco and Spacia product collections. And those are the products that we're guaranteeing to be available within 5 business days.
And since you're one of the few companies that produces LVT, that's probably going to be quite an edge for you, don't you think?
We think it's going to be a tremendous advantage. Products that are being sourced from Asia, it's really tough to meet that kind of time frame. You can inventory deep in certain SKUs, but nothing that extensive. And if you don't happen to have it, if you're sourcing it, as David mentioned, it's a 10 to 16 week lead time.
Well, kudos to you guys for being the first to invest heavily in this business here. In 2012, when you bought Amteco, I'm not sure a lot of people knew where this was going, and now everybody's jumping in the business. Natalie, while I've got you, we're going to be seeing each other again in a couple of weeks at NeoCon. Tell us, if you would, give us a quick sneak peek at what's going to happen there.
I would love to. You know, LVT, I think it's going to be one of the big stories at NeoCon this year. It's such an exciting part of the flooring industry as the fastest growing segment of the business, really. So we really wanted to push the boundaries of design. I think traditionally LVT came into the market mimicking stone and wood visuals, and it's done remarkably well. It's a great performing product. But we're really getting requests from our customers to be able to utilize it as a design element, a graphic floor tile, if you will, not just LVT as you think of it as wood or stone. So we're really expanding what we can do with the visuals. You'll see pattern and color like you've never seen it before in LVT. And I think the most important thing is creating a toolkit of components, having that portfolio of individual pieces that the designer can put together in unique ways.
And what better a company to do this with than a company like Mannington Commercial, who actually produces products in every surface category, right?
Exactly. We're able to approach the whole design portfolio of all of our products from a really holistic viewpoint. So we're taking some of the knowledge that we know from carpet and porcelain and kind of marrying it into now what we can do with LVT. So I think you'll see some really fresh, exciting looks at NeoCon.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. We've been talking to David Sheehan and Natalie Jones, two executives with Mannington Commercial and the Amteco brand here in Madison, Georgia. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.